Man, I'm feeling it. I'm feeling it. Let's do it. Niños and niñas. Señores and señoritas. Luchadores and luchadores. Check it out right now on the Trending Topics Network. It's Lou Chat. Lou Chat is the podcast that chats all about the happenings within Lucha Underground. And I'm the host, Finn Fish, and this is the 60th episode of Lou Chat. And on this week's show, oh man, we're going to chat about the current episode of Lucha Underground, which is episode 8 of season 3, titled Gives of the God. Gifts, whatever it is, we're going to chat about it here. We got a lot more to chat about because I went to Freak Show Wrestling with Cody Rhodes. He was the featured main star there, and Marty Moff is also there as well. We got some big, I'm talking a big Lucha news, but before all of that, I want to ask you, how are you doing? Oh, that's pretty good. You're doing hella good. Me, myself, just getting back from a little bit of potties, but oh man, I'm pumped up anyways when it comes to Lucha Underground. So, let's do something. Let's tell you how to reach the show. And it's simple. It is so easy. You can find me on Twitter, Finfish, SCU. You can also find me on Gmail if you want to send me an email. And that's the simplest way. And that is Finfish, SCU @gmail.com. And like I say, because it is the most popular way to reach the show, is by dialing the chat line. It is 702-803-2428. 702-803-2428. You want to talk Lucha Libre? You want to talk any type of wrestling? You hit me up there or any of these various ways, and I will get back to you in a quick flash, in a hurry. Man, a lot of people are catching up with the Twitter. I've been getting a lot of direct messages. I like that. Thank you a lot. A lot of people sending me over some news clips of Lucha Underground. I want to thank you a lot. I want to thank you as well. But should we just hit the news? All right, let's do the news. So here's some good news right here. Turner Broadcasting is getting back into the pro wrestling business with a deal with Lucha Underground, and a lot of little stuff right here given the history of Turner Broadcasting. But the most important piece of this news is Turner Broadcasting has issued a press release stating that Lucha Underground will be airing in Germany, and they give us a schedule, but that is huge. Turner Broadcasting owned WCW, so they got out of the wrestling business after WCW went away. Now Lucha Underground is getting a deal with Turner Broadcasting in Germany. They got the foot in the door somewhere else. That's a lot more revenue, and that means maybe a few more seasons from Lucha Underground. That's going to be it for the Lucha News, because I'm pumped for this episode of Lucha Underground. This is a great episode. Oh man, I'm feeling it. Are you feeling it? So let's do this. Let's hit that fighting music and get into episode 8 of season 3 of Lucha Underground, Gifts of the Gods. And we start off inside Dario Cueto's office as Dario just thumbing through some paperwork at his desk. Sexy Star comes in and goes, I'm cashing in my Gift of the Gods title to face your brother, the Lucha Underground World Champion, next week. Dario Cueto goes, okay, yeah, cool. But you know you have a title match against Johnny Mundo. He didn't say it like that, but I like saying it like that. But she goes, and I'm going to defeat him, and I'm going to defeat your brother. He goes, yeah, you know what? I told your buddies, the Trios champions, Aerostar, Drago, and Phoenix, if they show up and interfere in your match, they will be exiled from the temple. Sexy Star goes, oh, okay, I see how this works. Yeah, I'm going to beat Johnny Mundo. I'm going to beat your brother. Derek Cueto likes to fire. Sexy Star goes, yeah, we'll see how that worked out for my mother. So many words. And then we start our first lucha of the night, and we have Marty the Moth Martinez with Mariposa taking on Evilise. Marty the Moth is a creepy character, and his moveset fits so well. As Evilise goes for a crossbody, Marty the Moth catches her, bites her on the waist side and then slams her down. This is pretty cool, but he starts punching her and give her some stiff kicks. Ivelisse goes to the edge of the ring where Mariposa just starts biting her in her face, and they trade a few punches and kicks in this exchange. And then we move over to the next best thing where Ivelisse goes for that code red, stops, and has Marty the Moth in a choke. And right when she gets this choke on, I was telling my brother who was watching with me at the time, she needs to clasp her hands. What does Vampiro say? She needs to clasp her hands, which was great because I was like, wow. And like, yeah, she's just in MMA. You need to clasp that other hand. Marty the Moth fights out of this by putting Ivelisse in the corner. Now Marty the Moth just has his way with her as he pits her up for a full Nelson slam. 1, 2, 3, and your winner, Marty the Moth Martinez. And now Mariposa and Marty the Moth start beating up on Ivelisse. Ivelisse tries to get the upper hand a little bit, but Jeremiah comes down to make the save. Jeremiah and Ivelisse eventually get the upper hand, but now Marty the Moth and Mariposa bail out. Now we have still Jeremiah and Ivelisse in the ring as we see Jeremiah hugging on her and everything like that. Now we go to commercial break, and out of the commercial break, we're in a parking lot as Ivelisse is telling Jeremiah, no, you shouldn't have done that, you shouldn't have done that. He goes, hey, I asked Derek Huerto for a match here. Come on, we can work these things out. It'd be better than you and the other guy. Ivelisse goes, you know what, I don't trust Derek Huerto, but I guess since you're here, we could do some good things. They get in the car. And off in the distance, we see Dario Cuarto getting into a limo. He is in the limo with Lorenzo Lamas. And because I don't know his character yet. So he's in the limo with Lorenzo Lamas. Lorenzo Lamas says, are they ready? And he goes, no, no, they could be ready tonight. The person that wins my ultimate opportunity will receive this. And it will be almost godlike. So he takes this big metal container with him as he goes. So what we hear and we see now is that the winner of the best 2 out of 3 falls match between Tejano and Cage will receive this whatever item is in the box to make them damn near godlike. That is something. That is some wicked ass shit, and I like it a lot. And that's going to roll us into our second lucha of the night, and it is the best out of 5 series match where the winner gets the ultimate opportunity. And we have the man from the 559. They call him Cage, up 2-0 over Tejano. Man, I don't know if you've been watching Lucha Underground for long, but I'm going to explain this to you. And Lucha Underground does such a great job. Go back to the series between the best of 5 series between Drago and Aerostar. Even take, for example, the all night long match between Johnny Mundo and Prince Puma for the Lucha Underground world title. Every time someone won a pinfall or won that match, it was in a different manner, a different way. So they built that up. So this match, holy crap, did I think Tejano was going to go down to 3-0 because Cage hit him with everything and anything he had. As I was saying earlier, I was sitting here with my brother watching Lucha Underground. He's never seen an episode before. And when he seen Cage hit that discus clothesline, he asked me to rewind it because he's like, that was a thing of art. And I go, that is one of my favorite moves to see being performed. That discus clothesline looks so spectacular when these two big dudes can hit it perfectly. And on a commentary, I like when Vampiro was mentioning about Tejano. He's been a champion other places. He knows what this means. He's going to grab deep down inside. He's going to fight up. Maybe he was just seeing what Cage could bring out of him. And he's going to just hit him with everything he has now. Like sort of like a rope-a-dope or something. And, you know, the match strikers, they're agreeing a little a bit here and there. But as this match goes on, my brother's like, man, what is going to end this match? And out of nowhere, bam, it ends as we get Tejano with the roll up in the 1-2-3 to actually win the match, and I get swept in this best of five series. And I had to pause the show right there to explain to my brother, like, this is like a lucha inside lucha. You don't have really, you have a finisher, but your finisher does not have to be performed in the match for you to win or lose. Your finisher maybe never had to be performed. Tejano never got to really hit his finisher to win the match. Not even tease his finisher. So that means later on, if we take our logic, that he has to win another one. Obviously in WWE, you know, in wrestling, we get the best of five series. Always goes to the end, you know, always to the fifth match. But we see Tejano, if he wins with his finisher next week, what is he going to do the week after that? And same here with Cage. What could he do? Because he can't use what he's already done to win the match. Just looking at the logic that was given to us to win these matches. So it's going to be a great dynamic, especially in that fifth series. What are they going to pull out? The fifth match in series, what they're going to pull out to get ahead, to win this, oh man, to win this opportunity they might not even want to win. Now we are in Dario Cuarto's office as he's looking inside this mysterious box. And we see someone knocking on a door, but we don't see who they are. So I'm like, this person is either doesn't want to seem like he's looking in so you can see Dario Cuarto, or he's a very short person. Come to find out, it's Rey Mysterio Jr. Dario Cuarto, you know, puts the box away before he tells him to come in. And he asks, hey, you busy? No, I'm not busy. So what's up? He goes, for me to continuously wrestle in Lucha Underground the way I want to wrestle, Chavo Guerrero can't be here. Chavo has stabbed me in the back many a times, and I'm not falling for it again. I want a match with none other than Chavo Guerrero Jr. in a Loser Leaves Lucha match. He goes, I really don't want to leave, but if it's a me versus Chavo, I'm going to take that chance. Dario Cuarto's like, oh, alright, it's signed for next week. A Loser Leaves Lucha match. And my prediction, watch out, when I was giving everyone something to do, it was for season two, but I was always picking Chavo Guerrero to be the one that got the Aztec curse, the one that would get fired. So it looks like he didn't get killed, so that's a good thing. But he will be getting released from Lucha Underground. I didn't look ahead, but I seen Rey Mysterio doing a lot of promotions. I don't think you want that guy to be gone. So looks like the writing is going to be on the wall for one Chavo Guerrero Jr. Our third and the final lucha of the night. It is for the Gift of the Gods title, as we got Johnny Mundo taking on the Gift of the Gods champion herself, Sexy Star. And the stipulation is, if Aerostar, Drago, and Phoenix interfere in this match, they will be banned from wrestling in or being in Lucha Underground. And this is a great match. I remember when Johnny Mundo took on Sexy Stars in an Atomical match. I think it was maybe a 7-on-7 style match. But anyways, in either ways, Johnny Mundo's team won. But Johnny Mundo was like acting like Sexy Star didn't know how to wrestle. Acting like Sexy Star was like just a pure amateur. Didn't want to hit her with any moves. Just did pushed her away, and then he did a roll up to win that match. But this match, Johnny Mundo takes it to Sexy Star, just beating her up and down. And I like this because Matt Stricker said he heard rumblings in the background that if Drago, Aerostar, and Phoenix had shown up, that something would be some consequences. But that does not stop the worldwide underground for showing up. And I like that they added that in there. But this is a very good match. Oh man, I've been on the bandwagon of Sexy Star. She's been having some very good matches here lately. But Johnny Mundo, man, this dude is just getting to outclass her a little bit inside the ring, as his high flying and kicks are just slowing down the even quick Sexy Star. But out of nowhere, we see the part of the Worldwide Underground, PJ Black and Jack Evans make their way down to the ring, distracting the ref, beating up on the refs, kicking everyone's ass. It's a good match. But who comes to help Sexy Star? None other than the Mac. Remember, she's friends with the Mac, but the Mac runs up in this joint. He is stunning everyone. He did some Mac stunners. Two, we got Johnny Mundo, definitely, but he hits a Mac stunner on PJ Black, hits one on Evans, and eventually the Mac is outside the ring, you know, with these two taking him back. A Sexy Star has her back to Johnny Mundo after just laying him out with the chair, and she should still be on the man, but Johnny Mundo does not care. Johnny Mundo gets up, and this is where really where the crowd is just as loud as it could be, because we definitely know now it's going to be one-on-one. Now we have Johnny Mundo reaching for a chair that's been left in the ring. He goes to swing at Sexy Star, who's sitting in the corner. Oh, Marty Elias stops him from behind by trying to pull the chair away. Eventually, Marty Elias wrestles the chair away from Johnny Mundo, but Johnny Mundo reaches into his trunks and pulls out some brass knucks, William Regal style, as Matt Stryker announces, and then clock Sexy Star right upside her head. Marty Elias looks over. Johnny Mundo goes for the pin. 1, 2, and 3. Your new Gift of the Gods champion, Johnny Mundo, as he goes to celebrate. I really like this because Johnny Mundo did whatever it had to do to win this title, to wrestle this title away from Sexy Star. They threw Taya at her. They threw Jack Evans at her. He threw some cash at it, and it all paid off in the end, because Johnny Mundo is now your Gift of the Gods champion. Yet that show is not over yet, as we have Prince Puma in the locker room as he's getting some advice from Vampiro. Prince Puma ain't playing. Prince Puma does not care to hear anything that Vampiro has to say. Vampiro says some words I cannot say, so we're going to switch all those to dislike. And he's like, yeah, I just always disliked Conan, but I always respect you, Prince Puma. But you got to get madder at Mil Mortis. This is not nowhere near over. Mil Mortis put Conan in that casket when he was still alive. You don't know how far this man will go. You have to go even farther than you even believe. And then we go off the air. This is a great episode. And it seems like I missed out on one little thing. We had to show the vignette of the White Rabbit Clan, the White Rabbit Tribe, whatever it is. He shows his face, and right off the bat, I knew it as Paul London. So Paul London will be debuting pretty soon within Lucha Underground. That's pretty cool, but I noticed I had skipped over that. But another great episode, a good title change. It's easy when you change the Gift of the Gods title. It keeps it fresh, keeps it going, because you could always win that title back, because that title is just to get you to the next title, you know, an opportunity title, which is to get to the guys title. And it is truly a secondary title, because whoever's holding that title has a title shot at the Lucha Underground World Champion. But just in case you skipped any of that, here's a recap of the recap. We had Marty the Marf Martinez over Ivelisse. We had Tejano finally get a win on the board in his best of five series versus the man they call Cage. And we have Johnny Mundo capturing the Gift of the Gods title with his win over Sexy Star. There are some people who had wanted to chit chat with me, and we're going to start off with the lovely and five types of cool herself, Anna New Orleans, who was just asking who was the White Rabbit character, and I explained to her very quickly it was Paul London, and she's like, who? Yeah, it was in WWE with Brian Kendrick, a tag team, a smack. She doesn't watch WWE. I just remember that when I sent that out to her, so that's good that she asked, because like, she didn't want to look up any spoilers, you know, so I'm glad I knew that information for her to give to her. And another person who wanted to chime in by chatting with me, it's not other than the Twisted Savage himself, Who's just saying Johnny Mundo is a punk ass, and I'm not going to say the other words on the radio, but man, was he mad, the lengths that it took for Johnny Mundo to get this title, and I just got to respect Johnny Mundo for going this far to wrestle that title, like I was saying, away from Sexy Star. But I got some good news right here. Next week on Lou Chat is going to be the return. That's right, the return of Booker T, I believe. So if you have any words that you want to translate it, go ahead and hit me up, and I'm going to send them over to him, and he's going to translate them. So he's finally back. He's going to finally make his Lou Chat return next week, so that's going to be pretty cool. But that's going to be it for the Lucha Talk. Let's move over into this event I went to. It was called Freak Show Wrestling. Dust to Rhodes. So it was let's see, it was a road, an event featuring Cody Rhodes. It was held downtown Las Vegas, at the Balls and Beards, just across from the El Cortez. Okay, but this is pretty, oh my gosh, this is pretty cool event. Very funny. A lot of these people more of a hip crowd. I guess they'll probably go to shows there. They just figured they go to this show as well. Tickets were very cheap, $20. They had raffles where they actually got some pretty cool stuff at these raffles. But that was at the end of the show. But during the show itself, some great wrestlers. Becoming my new favorite dude on the indies is Rory Mysterio. It's funny because they're commentating, and you know, he plays a heel. And like, what's the area code of Scotland? And he's telling them, but he's like, oh yeah, that's it. But we couldn't hear what the guy was saying, but with the live commentary, it's pretty funny. And a few more other wrestlers were there. Obviously, Cody Rhodes. We had the Mac was there, who played in this like Marvel superhero. There's a bunch of superheroes in a battle royal where he wrestled as the Incredible Mac. So that was pretty cool. He dressed like the Incredible Hulk, and there's a few other, the kid dressed like Spider-Man, a guy dressed like Aquaman, a guy dressed like Wonder Woman, and there was this kid dressed like Quicksilver, and they're acting like they're in slow motion as he was doing wacky stuff to him. He got out pretty quick, got pinned by Batman. But it seemed at the end, Willie Mack wins the match, and all of a sudden a doll, like a little baby doll, acts like it's a person. It was body slamming Willie Mack. Willie Mack was taking bumps off the top rope from a doll, which he was carrying it. The Incredible Willie Mack has still won the match. The Cody Rhodes match was, oh, it was good. He took on the Freak Show Wrestling champion, Funny Bone, for the Freak Show Wrestling belt title. But it was pretty cool because Cody Rhodes did a leap off the top rope into the crowd, which was pretty fucking awesome. And the whole, I was on that side of the crowd, the only spot they could really leap, because it was like three sides and two of the sides had seats. So it was one side for everything. And the fourth side was where the commentators were up on the stage. But he leaped into the crowd. And during when he was going for the leap, they told the announcer's like, get the fuck out of the way. So that was pretty funny. And all in all, Funny Bone run with a roll up after a lot of interference. But the match of the night, it was, except for the Cody Rhodes match, the main event, since Cody Rhodes had to leave because this main event ended at midnight, and that kind of would have sucked, was Drugs Bunny, a guy wearing a suit and but bunny ears and a bunny tail. Little Black Annie, it was Little Orphan Annie, a black guy playing her. And Marty the Moth Martinez. And this dude is, well, he plays a creepy character now everywhere he goes. But it was funny because he's huge compared to these other guys. But one time they had him bent over the guardrail and they pulled his pants down and showed his ass cheeks and stuff. And this lady was giving out naughty balloons earlier. So this dude was trying to put the naughty balloon down Marty the Moth's pants. But it was a pretty good event. Like I said, it was 21 and up. They do it a show bi-monthly, so that's pretty cool. And all, you know, once they get that venue. So I had a great time at that event. And Looks like it's it. I mean, man, like earlier, someone sent me some information that was wrong, and that's why I had to stop, because they said the show title was named something else. They sent me the information, and they put the show title as something else. And so I had to stop to check, and that kind of sucked. But it's all good now. But, oh, man, I had a great time. And I had a great time with all of you. And I want to thank my new partner. That's right. I have another show, What's on Fight, with Mr. Fourth Row, as we watch fight and report and record and do all that stuff just for you. I want to thank the five types of cool of Anna New Orleans. She's super cool. She's a nice person. I always try to find her on Twitter. She's into lucha more than even me. So that's pretty cool to see. Thanks for Twisted Savage, who had wanted to chit-chat, you know, about the Johnny Mundo stuff. And I'm going to thank the Trinity Topics Network for me being here. Check out the rest of the shows on the Trinity Topics Network. They're as cool as hell, you know. You might not be into lucha or the independents, but they talk that big WWE talk, so you can check them out as well. But with all of that, I can say, adios.
Heated like a sauna, penetrating through your body armor. Rhythmically we massage ya, with hip hop mixed up with samba. With samba, so yes, yes, y'all. You know we never stop, we never rest, y'all. The blacker beats will keep the funky fresh, y'all. And we won't stop until we get y'all, till we get y'all. Say it. Blessing every mind. We crossing boundaries like every day. New Robin, Bobby, Bobby, in the R and the bank. We got tab magnification, tab magnified like every day.
Yes, y'all. You know we never stop, we never rest, y'all. The blacker bees will keep the funky fresh, y'all. And we won't stop until we get y'all, till we get y'all. Say it. My daily operation, gotta put in work in this crazy occupation, gotta keep it moving,
that's the motivation,
gotta ride the waves and keep a tight relation with my team, keep it moving, and doing it right, up in the lab every day till daylight, that's the way things move in this monkey business,
we took an old samba song and remixed it.
Play time.